Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Feeling very weak right now.
Yes, I want to know why.
There's a story that's just come out of a mum who's got five kids under the age of six.
Whoa, she must be tired.
That's got nothing to do with the story, but I just thought I'd mention it because what an achievement.
She would be so busy.
Run
off her feet.
Never getting any sleep. Anyway, to the point.
You think it's bad for you with one now?
I know.
She wouldn't be getting any sleep, man.
That is actually terrifying. Moving on.
Yes.
Because it is actually terrifying for me. She hurt herself.
Sure.
Yeah. But she's got five kids, so she can't stop. She's got to keep going.
Yeah, that's like when you're a parent, stay-at-home parent.
Yeah.
Don't get a sick day.
No, exactly.
Yep.
You just got to keep pushing through. Big shout-out to all those mums and dads out there that are
staying at home with their kiddos.
Yep.
You got this.
You do. Back on topic.
Kim. Team Kim.
For the third time.
Sorry. So unlike us.
So she hurt herself.
Yeah.
Obviously had to keep going. And then she's like, this is actually quite sore. So she hurt her foot. So at the end of 5 days, she thought, you know what? No, I need to go to a physio. So she booked an appointment. She was sitting there and the physio was working through massaging her foot, doing all these different techniques. You know, does it feel better? No. And so the physio said, man, I think it might be broken.
What?
Yeah. So she's like, really? She goes, I've tried everything that I can do.
Could you imagine, though, if you've got a broken foot and the physio is like pummeling it?
I know.
That would be so painful.
The pain. That's why I say I'm weak, right? Because I would be tearing up. So the physio said, go get it checked out. She went and got an x-ray. Turns out, she'd broken her foot. So she'd walked on a broken foot for 5 days, then went through a massage thing, physio, and then, like, that would be the most painful thing. I would be crying. I would be in, just not a good time.
5 days walking on a broken foot.
Hectic. But this isn't the only story that I've heard of.
Yeah.
And so that's why I thought, let's do the call out. Have you broken something or just seriously injured yourself? And maybe it's taken hours, maybe it's taken days, and you just didn't realize.
Yeah, it took you ages to figure it out. Let us know, how long did it take you to realize you were seriously hurt?
Beck, I'm looking at you.
Yes.
Have you done something similar? I know you fall off your bike a bit. And you are accident prone. We've established this.
Well, it's not quite. It wasn't like I have tennis elbow, right?
Okay.
And I was going for months. I'm like, oh man. Remember when I was complaining to you in July? I'm like, man, I got a sore elbow.
Yeah.
Elbow's quite sore.
Yeah.
Turns out, tennis elbow.
How long did that take you to figure out?
Probably. Because when I go, they're like, how long has it been hurting? Oh, about 2 months. They're like, what?
2 months.
2 months before I actually went and got my elbow checked out.
See, that's the thing. People live with pain.
Yes.
For no reason. Go get yourself checked out. But I want to know your story. Give us a call, 9313-0985. How long did it take you to realize you were seriously hurt?
Give us a call. Alexis is first up. Alexis, what happened?
I got stung by a bee on a trampoline and it took me a couple of hours to realise.
You didn't feel the sting?
I felt like a little bit of a sharp pain, but I just thought it was like a stick or something.
Oh, you jump on sticks all the time on trampoline.
This is why I feel weak. Alexis, thank you so much for the call. We've got Dakota on the phone. Dakota, how long?
Hey, mate. I spent 4 weeks hobbling around the house on a hyperextended knee.
Ouch.
How did you do it?
So I went rollerblading at a friend's birthday party and I fell over. I can't even remember what I did. But the weird thing about these is that you don't even know it at the time. Yeah.
4 weeks.
4 weeks.
Man. Dakota, thank you so much for the call. We've got Jonathan. Jonathan, what happened? How long were you injured?
It was about 2 months. I did not know what was wrong with my foot. But somehow or other, something happened, and then eventually people prayed for me and things, and a glass shard started coming out of my foot.
What?
2 months of this aching foot. I don't know how it got in there, but this thing came out of my foot, so I pulled it out, and then I was fine.
Oh, my
It was.
Okay, I'm just going to touch on this miracle really quickly. So people were praying for you, and it literally just came out.
Yeah, it was like the next 2 days, it started coming out of my foot. It formed like a wart thing, then it started coming out. It was just very, very painful.
It's also a gross visual. Thanks for that, Jonathan.
Thanks, Jonathan.
We've got Daniel on the phone. Daniel, how long?
Yeah, it wasn't actually me. It was my mate. He had a bad motorbike accident, and they sent him into the hospital. And while he's in the hospital, they did x-rays and everything. And he's sitting down with the surgeon. The surgeon's telling him he's all pretty fine. He goes, yeah, you just got a sore back. And your mate looks at the x-ray and goes, what about the break in me back there? It looks like it's actually broken. And the surgeon turns to him and says, oh, well, you can see where it's all healed up from last time when you broke it. The mate turns to him and goes, well, seems I've never broken me back before. How does that happen? Oh. He goes, oh, have you ever been in a car accident before? He goes, oh, yeah, when I was about 18, my mum crashed the car and I had a sore back after that. It was about 10 years ago.
What?
And the surgeon goes, yeah, you broke your back, mate, and you were just cruising around with it.
What? So that's so dangerous.
He got pretty lucky that it healed up.
10 years.
Wow, what a story. Yeah.
That is...
He's pretty lucky that he didn't do any severe damage.
I know.
Really is.
That's an incredible story. Daniel, thank you so much for the call. Michelle, how long?
mine was 6 weeks. So I'd cooked a lamb roast, was getting it all out of the oven, and one of the carving knives dropped off of the magnetic strip that we have in the kitchen and went straight into my palm of my hand. And it was a Saturday night, and I thought, nah, no way am I going to emergency. It's a little cut. It'll be fine. Just stick it up. It'll be all good. For the next 6 weeks, I had pains in my finger on and off. So my doctor said, yeah, maybe you should get that checked out. Went to the hospital, to the specialist, got it checked out, and they looked at me and said, you're having surgery, and it's today.
What had you done?
I'd actually severed the nerve in my finger, which actually controls two fingers, and it had started to... Yeah, so what I thought was a tiny, not even a centimetre cut, had actually severed a nerve. So they were able to fortunately fix it up. My finger's all back good. I've got all the feeling back and everything's fine. So,
and that's 6 weeks. Could you not move those fingers?
No, not properly. Or if they did, I couldn't feel them moving. But
and you thought,
it'll be fine.
It'll be fine. Us mums are tough.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thanks, Michelle. Oh, those stories.
Hey, keep them coming. Give us a call, 9313-0985. How long did it take you to realise you were seriously hurt? And we've got Neil on the phone. Neil, how are you going?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. And yourselves?
Good. Wow. Neil, how long did it take you to realise?
As I mentioned to you a second ago, broke my foot and didn't know it for a week. But I'm not too fussed about that one. That was a long time ago. What I wanted to tell you about something, going back when I was a teenager, I was watching a football match, and I'm in my 70s now, so it's going back a long time. It was the FA Cup, and it was Manchester City, and I think the other team was Bolton. I'm not 100% sure on that one, but definitely Manchester City. And the Manchester City goalkeeper, Bert Trautman, got hurt by a player from the other side who had a reputation for being very dirty, aggressive, rough play. And Bert Trautman hurt his neck, and he carried on playing in the FA Cup. And I honestly can't remember who won in the end. But anyway, the all-important thing was, at the end of the game, he was still in pain and holding his neck and so forth. And... The club's doctor said, look, I think we're definitely going to have to get you x-rayed.
Yeah.
And they took him to hospital afterwards, and he'd broken his neck. Imagine that. That was just so close to being catastrophic. Unbelievable.
I know. I don't want to imagine it, Daniel.
No.
I mean, Neil. That sounds terrifying.
It does sound terrifying. Yeah, he could have gotten so hurt.
Neil, thank you so much for the call. That tops it off.
Yeah.
Broken neck. Oh, there's quite a few texts actually coming through as well.
So many texts. I fractured my hip, and it was about 5 years later. So what had happened is the doctor said, it's just bursitis.
Yeah.
So she had, like, acupuncture, she did Pilates, she tried to strengthen her muscles. Then had another doctor 5 years later tell her that she had a fractured scar on her hip. So she actually broken her hip. Oh, could you imagine trying to do Pilates with a broken hip?
Honestly. Another one here. Fractured my ankle. Couldn't stand on it for 6 weeks, but x-rays reckon not broken. All in my head. 8 weeks later, I got an apology from the hospital that they had not picked up my fracture on my x-ray.
Oh, imagine. They're like, ah, it's all in your head.
But then I'm like, who's going through old 8 week x-rays?
I have no idea.
On my lunch break.
There's got to be more context around that.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.